Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Well, fuck it. Welcome back to the Afterthought here for this amazing penultimate episode is what we call it. It's the one before the last. The last one before the last. And so Paul Clifford has done an amazing job. We just had an incredibly cool conversation. Asher is crushing it at this amazing image that he's got. Both gentlemen located down below. And Joe has entered the chat.
Hello,
what's
gentlemen.
Up, dude?
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Joe.
Good to see you, man.
So what this is, Asher's making a picture of you, correct?
Uh-huh.
With the short hair.
Yeah, with the fucking, how you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. With the summer cut. Yeah, we're growing it out, which is great. But he does have the summer cut version of the print. And it's just fucking awesome. Have you ever had anybody make something of your face?
No, I've had a couple, fan art type things. Like digital stuff. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool as shit. Yeah, you're the one with the shirt off, yeah?
Yeah.
I recognize your nipples.
Oh, yeah. I recognize Jen's ass in there, see?
You're right.
So what did you guys get into? I know this is the afterthought. So what were you all talking about this whole time?
Paul?
Brandon, mostly.
I know. It's been a suck contest for me. It's been a lot of me on me action, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, it was good.
Paul, you know, it said, you know, you interview folks who don't get to hear you and your story that much. It's kind of bits and pieces throughout the years, but we'd like to hear what you have to say before you sign this thing off. And so that's what we did. He had a list of questions. He came prepped. He was ready. He submitted them early and we went with it and it was great. It was just basically good. My story from get to here we are. And then now you are a massive part of this next huge portal that you and I are both walking through hand in hand. And so this is kind of where the story picks up, really, is modern day with us with what occurred in August. And so let's set it up from there, if you don't mind, Joe. What happened? You know, no news has been spilled yet, but just what occurred in August? Go for it. You're welcome to say it.
Big news, huge news, the biggest news. there's a show out there. Some of you might have heard of it called Mysterious Universe. And Ben and Aaron have been running it for about 18, 19 years now. And they have McFuckin' had it, as Ben would say, and they're moving on to bigger and better things and starting their new show, which we don't know what it's called yet. It might be called Domestic Terrorism with the Boys. We're not sure.
I thought of an acronym that they could use and then just, you know, use that. But we all know, wink, wink, that it's Domestic Terrorism with the Boys. We'll talk.
Oh, yeah. It's always going to be that to me. But
yeah, for sure.
So we've both been big fans of their show for years, and thanks to my wife for introducing me to them 10 years ago. And she was also the one that kind of kickstarted us applying because they were hiring new hosts as they're starting a new show. So long story short, we had put in our application and got the job. So that's the big news. We're going to be the new hosts of MU.
Yeah.
And I don't have my soundboard, otherwise I do the applause one.
Do you want the what do you want? Do you want here?
Politicians are all dickheads.
Well, that's Ksenia talking about politicians. There we go. Howard Dean. We'll take a Howard Dean. We got a Howard Dean in there for the big news. Yes. So Joe and I are the new hosts of Mysterious Universe, and we are extremely excited about this. And if you've never heard of Mysterious Universe, let me go ahead and help you out here. They have an incredible website, which all of this is going to be linked down below, guys. But if you go to mysteriousuniverse.org. There we go. Then what you can do is see all of their dope ass shit, which I will share my screen so you guys can see this. So mysteriousuniverse.org, highly recommend everybody go check this thing out. It's awesome. It is absolutely fucking awesome. The show is so cool. We are going to stick with this graphic style, the simplicity. The music's awesome. We're big fans of all of this stuff. And it is on, which episode? Anyway, there's an episode where they announced, soft announce, but they hadn't announced yet. And that was really fucking cool. That made Joe and I go, and we called each other. And so they have a store with merch. They've got articles. They've got all kinds of cool shit over here, guys. So definitely check out mysteriousuniverse.org. It is going to be linked down below. You can also go ahead and sign up as a Plus member. Tai Chi your Patreon over to the Plus. And come join Joe and I over there, because it is going to go off. We've already spoken about a few topics and directions, and we have full creative control. The guys are incredible before you ask. Behind camera, if you love them on air and you're like, man, I really hope that they're cool guys off air, dude, they are. And honestly, professionally, in more ways than you guys could know about, that Joe and I have discovered along this process. So the guys are legit. They're super cool, and we are extremely grateful for this amazing opportunity.
I figured out how professional they were when I was looking at my audio quality compared to theirs and all the stuff they know. I mean, they're OGs. They've been doing it for so long now. They know what they're doing. And it's actually great, because now I get to learn from the best, basically. So
that's the thing, right? Now our mentors, these guys that we've looked up to for the entire time I've been doing my show, I know you can say the same, is that you and I for the past 5 years have done our independent work, and our independent work has been very greatly influenced by these two gentlemen in this show right here. It's 34.14, guys. Season 34, episode 14. Path of the Rain Gods. First 10 minutes, they talk about Joe and I without talking about Joe and I. And it's very exciting. And it's just a banger episode. That's from that article Babu wrote. So, this has been a massive influence on us. And it's funny you said the audio, because that is the standard for my show. It's been these guys. It's been the, if I can get close to them, I'm doing something right.
Well, now, and hopefully we'll be mirroring them. We are going to be starting out with audio only, but it's fine, because that's the bread and butter of MU anyway, is the audio feed. So
I'm so stoked.
We'll be implementing video in the coming months, but luckily they actually decided, you know what, let's just start off with audio only. And I'm down with that, because that'll give us more, you know, focus on the content, which is the actual point of the show. So
but
video will be coming. Yeah.
And it is crazy. That's one of the calls that Ben made. He was just, what do you say we start about audio only? And dude, it's the weight lifted and the insight that took. And I mean, it just makes so much sense. Like you said, it's focused on show, which is the whole point. And it's old school. We're, you know, Art Bell in it now. It's old school coast to coast. I'm going to be chain smoking cigarettes. I don't even do that, but I'm going to start chain smoking cigarettes in a dark room that I'm not wearing pants in. And Joe will know.
Barefoot, man, with my shirt off.
The audio is just it sounds obvious, but the amount of times that I'll flick around podcasts, you can't hear anything. It's such a turn off when you just can't hear something, you know, particularly if you're on a mower. It's like
yes, you need to be able to hear. Good audio quality is important, and these guys have, honestly, like we were talking about, have been just a standard for us. And so it's cool, to be able to talk to the guys and go, hey, help us sound like you. How do we do that? You gotta go like me, it's my, I'm like, fuck you, I'll call that.
Well, they've already helped out a lot. I mean, Brandon sent me his spare mic. I had a decent mic, but not the big daddy. And they sent me, you know, a mixer and some other stuff. So I upgraded my sound with like three pieces of equipment by 1,000 times.
Fuck yeah.
It's awesome.
So fucking cool. They offered to send us their library, which we're probably the most giddy about, is that these shelves behind me and another one's going to be built. Like, this whole thing is going to change. We're going into studio build mode next week, even prepping for a video version that we will inevitably do. But all this will then be full of these fucking books that they have been collecting over the past 20 years, which we were so excited about. That's just so fucking cool.
I hope they just divvy it up randomly, because they said it's about 1,000 books, so 500 each. I'm going to have to build a spare room just for the books, but I hope they just randomly
reinforce the floor.
Toss them into boxes.
Yeah, same. And we'll get what we get, and I'm excited about that. And so, yeah, it's not really going to be an interview show, guys. Joe and I will be pretty much following the similar format. There will be some opportunities at some things coming in the future. And again, we're starting very raw, very basic, back to the absolute basics. In the world of got to do a video version for everything, we are saying, no, we're actually going to take it back to old school, just broadcasting. I'm excited about it.
But obviously, awesome, video man. Is the future, so that's going to be a big part of it in the coming year, probably.
Oh, yeah, we're still going to do it. I just enjoy the raw start, the planting seed in dirt, dark start, and this just sort of bursting out of it that way, just audio. It's cool. And couldn't imagine doing this with anybody else, Joe. Very exciting. And so, yeah, do you want to tell that your wife, who was your co-host, said, no, you guys should do it?
Yeah.
And the story
she just, she came up with the idea for both of us to apply. And after we applied, I was like, yeah, I can't think of anybody else actually that I could do this type of show with. I mean, we already have a rapport. We've known each other for almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Done tons of shows. Brandon's jumped in on Legit Bat tons to co-host with me when the other ones couldn't make it. So it was a real natural shoehorn. And apparently the boys at MU thought the same, because they were, from the moment we applied, we kind of knew we had it. It was crazy. They did have a lot of other applicants, but they many times said we were the clear choice and a head above everyone. I mean, stuff that I still hasn't settled in. I'm still kind of going, what? Us? Yeah. Okay. I mean, if you say so.
I'm like, I've got a queef on my soundboard that I use quite regularly, and they're like, yeah, guys, come on in here, take over, ride this UFO for us.
They might not know that you have that.
Listened enough to the show. Yeah. I haven't put content out in a while. Yeah. I've been taking a break, and maybe that's been the best thing for us. It's me taking a fucking break from the show.
It's actually,
was it a massive fuck yeah when you got the,
oh my God, dude, it was because it was a month, and then it was crazy. Like, the whole thing is nuts. Not only are both of us familiar with the show and have been very influenced by them, motivated by them, but also just to get the opportunity, number one, to talk to them, which was cool as shit. And then that they would even, and it's not something I ever even considered, because again, I quit the show. I went and got a full-time job. I said, cool, I'm working at a garden center now. That's it. That's what I'm doing. And then Joe goes, hey, buddy. Hey, Jen thinks we should sign up for this thing. These guys are leaving. And I hadn't listened to the show in a while. And I didn't even know that. So he informed me of this. And then I was like, huh. And it's one of those things. This is why I say, guys, add or something better to anything that you think would be awesome. Because I was putting it all in on expanding. I'm like, oh, expanding has to do this and do that. And I had expectations and blah, blah, blah. But I tossed in there or something better. And when you do that, Joe, could you have predicted this, that show would have been retiring and that they would have not only kept it going and then offered the spot to new hosts, but that we would do that?
No, and the sheer string of coincidences, if you want to call it that, or synchronicities that led up to it, I see more of it now, and especially with the way my day job is going, it's been circling the shitter for a while, and it looks like next year, literally maybe in March, I might have been out of a job anyway. So, I mean, but it's getting to the point at my day job now where it's not looking good for a lot of us. And so the timing of everything, the timing with Brandon, I didn't know this, but for the last 10 years, I've been training for this exact job.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't missed a single Mysterious Universe show in 10 years. I've listened to all their back catalog. And then for the last 5, I've been doing my own podcast. So it was a weird synchronistic thing where right at the right time, this comes in as an opportunity, and Brandon's also down with it at the right time and
perfect time.
Yeah, it all worked out. So
yeah, stars aligned.
And even then, so we get a text. So we're sitting there now, and Joe and I are in a text message thread. What, a week after, a few days after we submitted the thing, because we did an audio together. It was a whole process. It took me like 45 minutes to fill that thing out. You?
Yeah, about the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we submitted audio. So we went in together as a team, kind of a thing. And that also really was a big blessing to the guys, because we, like Joe said, already had all the rapport. You were calling me when your co-hosts were off to host shows with you. We had to have done 20 or 30 of those things, dude. And it was just a blast every fucking time. And so it made all of this made the most sense. So, you know, fast forward, we put the thing in. I go back to work, guys. I didn't think anything of it. I just go, OK, cool. Put the thing in, went back to work. A week later, I'm now in a text message thread with Ben, Joe, and me. And I'm sitting here going, holy shit, Ben Grundy, this dude that, like, when I heard the show, first of all, I was like, I'm going to be buddies with that guy. I just knew this, you know? And when I met Josh Cutchin for the first time, he said, you know, anybody I can connect you with, because he knows everybody. And I said, just Ben Grundy from Mysterious Universe. That's the only person I told that man. And then now here we are, right? But it turns out that then we had scheduled to meet them on Zoom, right? Because they scheduled a Zoom call for us to all just kind of meet up, introduce each other. And it was supposed to be September 5th, but Ben thought it was August 29th, so it was a week early, and ended up messaging us a Friday night at like 8:30 my time, 9 o'clock, something like that. I'm exhausted. I'm fucking ready to go to bed. And Joe, of course, he's in Pacific time, so it's still light where he is. He's got all this fucking energy. And Ben goes, hey, guys, sent the link. Here you go. We're ready to hop on. But it was a week early, and we both knew this, but Joe was like, oh shit, I'm down if Brandon's down. And I was like, fuck. So I grabbed my laptop, came in here and splashed some water on my face. And we talked to those, our like guys we fucking idolized for like, you know, an hour, and it was crazy cool. And yeah. And then we ended up doing the meeting the next week as well, which was a wonderful next meeting, because we really got to niche down into, you know, some questions I had about some business and bit rates and things like this, expectations, organization, debts and liens, stuff like that. I was asking,
and this is before we even had the official,
yeah,
like we had the job. We were just playing it like they had already picked us. And I don't know if that had any impact on their decision or not, but they did like the initiative. He said that. So yep. I'm glad we went with that first meeting, because who knows? We would have been, hey, fuck off till next week. Maybe they would have been like, well, fuck you. So,
and it's crazy, because yeah, Mary would say it has a lot to do with the astrology, because there was eclipses going on during this time. And the time we were going to meet was already in the eclipse. The time we met before wasn't. And so it was like this window of time, and it got bumped up. And it's just this fascinating string of synchronicities with this damn thing, man. It's been fucking wild.
I can't even, I should probably keep a list of
yeah,
how many weird little things that happened that led to all of this. I mean, if you want to go way back to, I probably wouldn't have even found this show if I wouldn't have met my wife. Mm. And I wouldn't have met my wife if I wouldn't have played this stupid video game on my phone. And just, I mean, you can go back as far as you want, but the more recent ones are, I mean, meeting you, doing shows with you a bunch,
yep,
having a natural rapport and doing it, you know, all of our shows together, and then having this just be basically handed to us on a platter. So,
dude, it's crazy. We've definitely earned it, but it's been the perfect role for us. And they lucked out with us being where we are as well. Everything timed out perfectly, like perfectly for all parties involved. And again, they're the coolest fucking guys to talk to. They really are. And so 3 days cool, before my birth anniversary, 3 days before level 43, we're sitting there, and about another 9 o'clock at night text from you Aussies in the future. And we get the just simple congrats, boys, it's yours. And that was it. And they were prepping for a show, and so it took us another 2 weeks before we even talked to them again. And because they've you know, they're doing it, they're doing this crazy, yeah, amazing thing. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, they're still pumping them out, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
They will admit that they're in a not a funk, but in a we're done with this show. We've done everything we can. It's time to pass the torch. And they've for people who aren't already Plus members out there, yeah, stay on if you are, and if you aren't, join, because you'll get two shows for one.
Yeah.
Here's my sales pitch. You'll get Ben and Aaron's new show and MU, but with us. So
yeah, and that's the thing. The boys are still going to do a show. They're just doing a different show. So we'll be in a podcast network of sorts. It's a two-show podcast network with Joe and I hosting Mysterious Universe, and then Ben and Aaron hosting a different show completely, probably Terrorism with the Boys, Domestic Terrorism with the Boys.
And I can't wait to hear that one too. And they better not charge me.
I know. I they're like, all right, your membership dues are here. You're going to be Plus members. Here you go. But yes, like he said, you get to be members of both shows. So it's an awesome deal. You guys go ahead and join. And it's 2.5 times the show. You only get an hour on Friday for the barnacles, the hanger ons, the free ones. And then you get full show on Tuesday, and then another half on Friday. So yeah, it's exciting, man. I'm fucking pumped. Paul, what do you think about all this, dude?
Excited for you guys, man. It's absolutely fantastic. It would have been a loss for you not to continue doing something like this. So yeah, amazing. I'm just
That was another weird synchro is that we both were kind of winding down our shows too. I didn't ever see myself winding my show down, but my brother hasn't been on in like a year and a half. Half the time it's hard to schedule around my job and I'm pooped when I get home and just everything. So I was kind of dangling on for dear life with my show anyway. It was like once a week, if that, and cancellations, and I wouldn't reschedule. And it's just, obviously it's time to be done. So
there's only so much enthusiasm you can have, isn't there, for anything. You got to.
Well, I always said that if it became a job or if it wasn't fun anymore, I just wouldn't do it. Cause I mean, I was full steam ahead with this thing for 5 straight years and it was a big part of my life. So it was kind of weird to see it kind of fade away. But when a thing's time has come, it's come. So, but I am glad because I have all this equipment and I still want to do podcasting. So now I get to replace my hobby with a full-time job.
That's dude. It's awesome. Insane. And what's crazy is if you think about it, we got hired for a foreign company and we've not met in person yet. And we're co-hosting, we're salary paid hosts of a foreign Australian based company. And you live in California, or you're on California. I'm on Texas. That's wild.
Yeah. Wow. Well, me and Brandon have never met in person yet. That will happen.
Yeah, we haven't yet.
And then, Brandon and Aaron, we've talked to them like 3 times on Zoom and they hired us for a salaried position.
It's just silly, guys. We're not going to tell you the number, but it's very nice. It's silly. You should definitely go sign up for Plus. I'm signed up for Plus. We've got new folks going to be doing articles. You're going to see a lot of interesting stuff going on there. And we're grateful and excited.
Big plans for the future.
Yep.
It's going to start out, as audio, and we're going to do the minimum of the 2 shows a week, but behind the scenes, we'll be working on a lot of other areas that we can expand into. So
yeah, a lot of visuals coming, a lot of really cool things, guys, a lot of really cool stuff. It's stuff we're not going to talk about yet, but we will plant the seed that it is awesome and very exciting. And we look forward to sharing that journey with you guys. So again, this isn't, see you later. Bye. Fuck faces. It's come join us where we're going to be,
join our next chapter. Let's get it that way.
And it is
it's just going to be the you two guys, is it, to start with? Just back,
Yeah, it's just we are the hosts. Yeah, it's us. And it'll be very few and far between that we do interviews. So we'll have folks on every now and then. There'll be some special occasions, definitely some presentations once we get video versions going, because we know way too many cool people that can sit there and just talk with the slides in front of them for 2 hours about amazing shit. So
I'm stoked about it because, we both ran interview-based shows and I'm looking forward to this new format of actually presenting myself and what things that I found. Yeah. I kind of told Ben and Aaron that. I'm like, I would do more of that, but I don't have the time to do my own reading and research to present on the show with having a full-time job. So now I have the time to actually put in to present what I've found and the things I think are interesting. And no shade thrown at any guests, but I think I basically talked to everybody I wanted to talk to. Took 5 years, but I pretty much got every guest I ever wanted to talk to on. And there's only so much new stuff you can talk about with, people in their niche. And a lot of it's, political stuff. And I'm looking forward to that too. And not having to cover current events in politics or any of that stuff. Just here's a weird book from 1972 about this guy who got abducted and a probe stuck up his ass.
Yeah.
The end.
I can't wait to get into all the abduction cases where they get abducted and they're doing sex stuff on them, but the men have had vasectomies and the aliens get pissed off and throw them out naked on the tops of cars and shit. There's heaps of stories like
that.
Where
is your seed?
Yeah. And they get mad because they got vasectomies and they look at them all pissed off. He goes, Bud, I don't know. Bud Hopkins has like 5 or 6 stories in that intruder's book. And we'll talk about just really cool, fun fucking shit, guys. We plan to connect all kinds of dots. If you've been following the afterthoughts on here, think of that with Joe. Plus awesome. It's just going to expand really far. So a lot more of our interests and our ability to take the information and, the study that we've been doing over the past 5 years by these people coming onto our show and teaching us thing for an hour or two at a time. And then we're going to apply that in a lot of really new, amazing ways.
Yeah, and obviously, if you're a fan of either of our shows, you know that we have pretty similar senses of humor. So that's going to be a big part of it, too, because there's no way I could tell a story without cracking jokes almost through the whole thing. So it'll be entertaining. It'll be fun.
That queef isn't going anywhere. Yeah. It's here. In fact, as a reminder, it's very ready. I know exactly where it is. Yeah. So excited. So Paul, do you have any questions or anything?
No. When are you kicking off?
So this will already have been out afterwards, but I mean, for us here, December 5th, we appear on the show, and December 9th, we take over Plus, and then we're on.
So the first free show will be the week after the 9th, for the, you know, for the pores, the people that aren't paid subs. That'll be the first paid show, and I already have planned what I'm going to be bringing on that show. I don't know if it'll be in the Plus extension or not, but I mean, you'll figure it out. And if you want to hear it, you know what to do.
So cool, guys. So come, thank you for signing up is what I'm saying. Thank you for signing up because Joe and I are already rolling on the other show. Come see us. It's linked down below. Pop, pop, pop. See how this works? We know it's happening in the future, so I can promise links. Very cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting, guys. Very exciting. And it's just a whole new thing with a massive, massive opportunity. And it's a big audience and a big new family. And just come check it out because these guys have cultivated such an amazing fan base. And they're just handing us this incredible opportunity, which we have earned and we totally deserve. And we're going to crush.
I can't wait to engage with their audience too, because I know a lot of my audience will be coming over to MU, even if they've never listened before. They'll be coming over and I engage with my audience on the daily. I mean, on our Telegram chat, I couldn't imagine not. And it doesn't seem like currently they really do anymore. So I can't wait to engage with the MU audience too, and you know, maybe do some lives with them, or I mean, just even talking to them online. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, the boys will be for on the show. Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to, you know, get them on as guests and call them in on some weird shit as much as we can. So the guys aren't going anywhere. You know, they're foundational. They're part of this. They're part of us. They're going to be mentoring us along the way. So we'll be learning new things and getting better and growing as well. Just exciting opportunities all around. I mean, all around.
Well, that's another funny thing is I thought it was when they first announced that they were leaving earlier this year, I was telling my wife, I'm like, oh, man. Oh, they're getting new hosts. That's gonna suck. I don't care who it is. It's gonna suck. And lo and behold,
do you still feel that way? Do you still feel that way, Joe?
It's gonna be awesome. Fuck you guys.
Could you feel something giggling in the back of your mind when you would make those declarative statements? I can every now and then.
I said it first in my head that a lot of the appeal was their Aussie accent. Like, there's not a lot of shows out there, and they have a classy Aussie accent. You know, not that. That I don't even know the areas of Hogan's. Australia, but there's
Paul,
different.
Can you give us some?
We had
a friend that described the people in the Northern Territory. She was like, Northern people talk like this with their teeth because they're trying to keep the flies out of their mouth. And I was like, oh, okay. So any of that?
There is an array of accents.
Like, when you're British that's been living in Australia. So he's a Brit born.
That's Ben too. I think Ben was actually, he lived in England or was born there or something, but yeah, he's a transplant. So
Paul, you've heard a variety of accents then being out there, and you guys are really close to like all the Asian countries, Polynesia and Thailand and stuff like that. So I didn't know, but when we went there, got a big cultural shock of how close you guys are to all that shit. It's just not something us people in the States think about inherently.
No, it's interesting.
Very.
yeah absolutely, but no, that's it's all good, you know. So it's like, you know, in the UK some of the accents you can't, I can't even understand. You know, so
Scottish, I guess, people on the street.
Liverpool.
Yeah I have no fucking
100%. I've got quite a bland accent, and I guess that's just kind of
the Cockney accent. Yeah. That's like, I think of the Cockney accent as like the Southern accent for the US, kind of like the rednecks of England. I don't know.
And you know, what's closest to the English accent in the US is the Southern accent, because the Southern accent has the draw and all that. So it's really English accents and Southern accents sort of speak the same.
Massachusetts too, or, you know, New England kind of has a the way they say their R's, kind of, it reminds me of, you know, maybe something they got from the UK, but more lazy.
Oh, okay. Definitely,
New England's more lazy.
They don't speak the language as much as they chew it up and spit it out. Oh.
So you're gonna be obviously inheriting all the social media and everything like that. You're gonna jump into that and make it your
Such
own
as there
and
is. Yeah, the expansion into the social media, because like Joe said, I mean, they've been focused on show, which they should be. That's first
yeah.
for us as well. So you're not going to see just things change overnight. We plan to get one plate spinning and hold that, right? Get show going. Got it. Okay, cool. Add a video show to it. Cool. Spend those two plates and keep that going. And start incorporating then clips and social media from there. Probably is order. I'm just thinking out loud here, but we know where our focus and priority is. And so if you don't see us on socials for a while, find us on the show. That's where our focus is, right?
Yeah.
And we're building studios in the background so that we can get to our video version because that's next on our priority list. So you'll see things ramp up, but there's a heap of opportunity there, heaps, plural, of opportunity there for sure. And it's a gift, honestly, guys. This whole thing is just such a gift. And we're grateful, seriously.
Pretty amazing. 2025 took a different turn than I thought it was
Man.
going to, and I am pumped
I bet
because
you
it
love
was not
that.
going great.
It was not, was it? It was not. And then it's funny too to get this because it's like you and I have had time to prep our nervous system to not tell everybody we fucking know, to just kind of chill out, relax, know that what we're doing next, and get excited about it without having it yet. You know what I mean? Because it's like a lottery ticket that you don't cash until a little bit later, but you know you have it. You know you have the winning ticket. It's just not usable yet. But you can just be excited about it and not lose your mind.
Yeah.
And it's been an interesting, just that part of it, Joe. How's that felt?
Oh, that's probably one of the weirdest parts. Like you said that immediately is prep your nervous system. I'm like, I don't know. I gotta go to work. And yeah, the last couple of weeks, it's really been kind of, I'm like, oh man, I have some shit to do. And I have, oh, the audience, and there's all this stuff, and I gotta read. And yeah, it's kind of been hitting a little more, but I know it's gonna level out a lot more once. I mean, by the time this comes out, I will have quit my job already, so it'll be fine. But
Congratulations, by the way. That's a big
yeah.
step. He's taking the leap, gang. He's building wings on the way down. He's doing great.
And
Wonderful.
I thought of keeping a toe in the door too. And the more I thought about it, and the more my wife was telling me, nah, just cut ties. I'm like, well, I don't want to burn bridges. I'm not burning the bridge. I'm more like taking a shit on it and leaving it there for later. But I definitely don't want to burn a bridge, but I'm cutting ties, let's put it that way. And the more I thought about it, I'm like, that feels right. Yeah, I got to do that.
We're proud of you, man. It's Joe's leap, and we're so proud of you, dude. So proud of you. It's
It's
big.
uh,
It's a
I
mind
haven't been
fuck.
out of my comfort zone in quite some time, and this is probably the most I could ever imagine, just jumping straight out the comfort zone and into the fire, you know?
Into the
But
UFO.
yeah,
It's
it's
ready
good.
for
Oh
you.
yeah.
We've got heated seats in this thing. I got great music. Here's the aux cable. Play whatever you want, you know? Very cool.
No, it's gonna be fun. Hope to see everybody over there.
Yeah, get your ass over there. So go sign up for Plus for damn sure, guys. It's such a stupid value. Same thing. If you're signed up on this for the insider tier, $9.99 a month, it's same thing over there for the first tier, and then you get the max level, which you get all the back catalog, so you can hear all the stuff that the boys have done over the past 19 years, and then
And the
into
price has never
us.
changed. They've added tiers, but the base plus membership to get all the audio shows is still $9 a month, and it's been that price since I joined. So,
And it should be, you know.
yeah, it's
I like
perfect.
that. We'll keep it going as long as that makes sense. And what's nice about this too is we're not being saddled with all logistical burdens. The guys are really incredible in the way that they're going to still run the website. We're going to help submit articles through them. We're not going to directly be sitting there coding or anything like that. We're responsible for the show, but as far as, you know, these overwhelming logistics of business, they're handling. And again, the guys have been a delight to work with. They really have. The
Well, and
insight.
even, I mean, they specifically said, we want to get it to the point where you guys, all you have to do is push record and then push stop, and then that's it. So,
The
and which is
podcaster's
crazy because,
dream.
yeah, I assumed
Do
part of the
so.
job would be, you know, editing and making, you know, doing all this stuff. And they're like, I mean, if you want to run social media, go ahead. And we're like, no, I figured that was part of the job, but okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah. So you really can just focus on content.
Exactly. Our expectation list, we thought going into it, because we know what it takes to run a show. We've been doing it the past 5 years. And so we go, okay, we're ready for all of those things. And then as we sat down with the guys, they're like, no, actually, you don't need to do any of that. And we're like, oh, okay, awesome. And then getting that text from Ben about the video version, I was like, oh my God, thank you so fucking much. You and I both just deep breath. And it's like, oh, we can just focus on show. Like, and so again, the guys get it to deep levels. And they've been doing it so long that they're calm about it. You know, they're comfortable with all this. It's just really, really cool.
And great, they're not so much our bosses as much as colleagues and mentors and partners in this. So, I mean, they have a vested interest in us doing the show as much as we do because it's their baby, it's their brand. So they're there to help it, you know, anytime. You send them a text, oh, they're on it, you know. So,
and they are. They answer right away. It's awesome. And like you said, it's fucking cool. It's really cool. We feel very supported and not thrown under a bus. Cause again, they made the bus. So they want to make sure that we know how to drive it before we're.
And definitely not like an employee. Definitely don't feel like an employee.
No. And the guy, and I mean, really, they were like, guys, we're not going to micromanage it. Content's up to y'all. So we get to decide, which is huge. I mean, there's no sort of burden to sit there and go, oh, fuck, now I got to research this thing I'm not that interested in because the guys need a show on that because it's not been done in a while. We know, and we'll be able to govern that and let the flow take us where it takes us. And that keeps us excited about it, which is what you want, you know, and they know this, right? When I played with musicians, I had two rules. It was be on time and stay in key. Other than that, play whatever you want. I don't micromanage you. I have you here because you're awesome. I don't know what you're going to play. If I write everything, that defeats the goddamn purpose. You know, I've got my song, but you play this too, you know, your thing to it. Do your thing. And that's it. They're going to let it shine.
That was another cool thing too, is I'm sure they did some research on our shows and our style to make sure we weren't some woke idiots, you know? So that was another good thing, is to know that we kind of see eye to eye as far as these topics go and kind of our broader worldview. And I'm sure that had a lot to do with their decision-making too. So it's great to know that we can bounce things off of them, and they know where we're coming from and we know where they're coming from. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been fucking cool. Well, I promised a deep dive philosophy after all the dark shit. So are you guys interested in going down a little rabbit hole for a minute, then we'll call it?
I got to run here.
Are you running? I love your face, yeah. Joe. Thank you for hopping in on this, Bubba. Tell Joe.
No problem.
Hi.
Will do. Paul, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you, man. Good luck with everything, man.
Appreciate it. And hopefully we'll see you in the future, maybe, you know, down the road somewhere. And Asher, fucking amazing stuff you're doing over there. I've been watching that. I haven't been watching your guys' fucking faces. I've been watching this shit.
I know. That's what I do too. I'll do this with the guest too, because he's like, I don't know how many times we've done this, but there's been so many things. Like, this guy welded this little bird out of spoons on my 300th episode. This painting was done on the show. And I'll just sit there and like watch the fucking artist, man. And so honestly, I don't know if it's a good thing for talk or not, because it does heavily distract me. But dude, thank you so much, Asher. It's incredible.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I wish it was more in focus. It's not as blurry as it looks on the camera. It's just hard to get it crisp.
Well, it's Zoom. You know, Zoom. They love their bit rates.
Yeah, no shit. And if you want, Asher, here, I'll spotlight your screen before Joe goes, and you can tell everybody how you did this and run it over. I know you told Mary, but we weren't recording then.
Oh, yeah, sure, man. So these are, obviously, you can read it pretty okay. Remain Unstoppable, one of my favorite sign-offs that you've used throughout time here. And yeah, man, it was just you. I took a screenshot, and I promise you were smiling a lot more in the screenshot that I took. this is awesome. Just how it how art comes out sometimes. So it's three different layers.
I like it. He looks intense.
I know.
When you see it up close, you're going to see a blue background with gold rings surrounding you, and I did that on purpose. That's supposed to be growth rings.
It does look like a tree. Yeah, it does look like it looks growing. Like you did it on wood, and that's the rings.
Yeah, it says, I, you know what, bear with me here.
Oh wow, yeah,
you can almost see, yeah, the rings that come through.
Yeah, and you carve those in.
Yeah, each part of this is carved from a different stamp. So there's the ring layer
where I look
there.
Like the guy in god damn it, in fucking Indiana Jones when they open up the Pandora's box, right? The
art. Oh no, not that guy.
They melt the faces.
Layer two, so you would have more of a face. And I just washed up the top layer here. So I'm going to send these to you. They're going to be numbered and what have you. So you'll have 30 limited edition expanding reality postcards to do whatever you want with. Send them to your buddies, send them to your friends, send them to family, but just use them as your personal postcards and like write letters.
Dude, that is awesome. I'm going to submit processes for to government with these. This is great.
Yeah, I can make a little stamp for the back that says from the desk of.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, actually, yeah, we have a bunch of stamps and stuff because the stuff we're doing needs dating and copy stamps and shit. So brilliant, man. It's awesome. And just thank you so honestly, flattered. No one's ever done anything like that. And it's fascinating. That's awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
Very cool. Well, Joe, thank you so much, man, for joining and hanging out. Get to some food, man, and your wife. I know you just got home and hopped on to do this thing, and I appreciate you, Bubba.
Of course. And again, nice to meet everybody. Hope to see you over at mysteriousuniverse.org. And I will be there. That's where I'm going to be at as of the release of this episode. So thanks, you guys. We will talk soon.
Love you, buddy.
Take care, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, so here's my big thought on this moving forward. So out of all the darkness and nonsense that's going on, it's a gift, as always, guys. And if you are in the dark now, know this. Number one, you're not alone. Reach out if you need anything. Number two, it will pass. And number three, there's a gift in there. And one of the best mantras that you can repeat to yourself is, where's the gift? Where's the gift? Show me the gift. Where's this motherfucking gift? There's always a gift in there, guys. And for me, it took a long time to meander to the temporary truth that I find myself at, which is simply that. It's a temporary truth. I still hold to that. I still know that as I grow and evolve and those gold rings it continue to expand, then there's growth there, which means that we're not done yet. But where I am now, I feel that the Trinity has taken on a new meaning for me personally. And whenever I think of three things, there's a video that I uploaded on the Instagram there where I showed my favorite flower that grows wild in Texas here in the spring, and it's called the Indian paintbrush. And what it is it's a straight up flower, but it's got two different types of petals going all the way around it that then form from a distance this third thing, because these two things grow on one thing that then make together a third thing. If you zoom into it, you've got this. And if it was all covered with this one particular pink part of it, it would look cool and it would be a dope flower. If it was only then covered in the red part of it, it would still be a dope flower, but it's not. It's got both of those things coming together, which form a totally different third thing. And this is what I feel the Trinity is all about. Now, I've been thankfully given the gift of this feeling that what's going on around us, and when I say around us, this thing that we perceive as reality, all out there, that we've been expanding together this whole time, and we'll continue to do so. This, I feel, is our catalyst. This is our motivation. You know, when actors are sitting there going, what's my motivation? You know, why, you know, what's the actor feeling? How do I play this role? Well, that is your motivation out there. All the things that happened with parents that talked about with Paul, the things that happened with children that Paul shared with us, the fucked up shit that has happened in Asher's life to make him such a sweetheart, which I know it's been plentiful that he doesn't share, but we know exists because he's amazing. And if you're amazing and you're listening to this, we know you've been through some shit. Now, how I feel about this is that we're all creators and we're all artists. Now, you've got an example of this with Asher right there. Paul, you're an incredible artist in a multitude of ways, man. I'm oozing talent. I don't know what to do with art, with music, with anything, honestly. Anything I throw my attention at, I can do, except menstruate, which I'm fine with. Now, within that process, really what I've determined with this is that the creator creates creators. And I know that you guys have heard me say that. But what I really mean like by that lately is that the creator created us as creators. But what does a creator do? They sit there and they say, okay, well, this is neat. And then they need to be motivated or inspired to create. Now, I'll be honest with you guys. That guitar back there has a carved section in it, and it's all carved to shit. And I've shown it before. But the reason it looks so beautiful and ornate and artistic is because I got so angry at the situation I was in when writing this song about a heartbreak that I got mad and picked up a screwdriver and in a fit of anger threw a scratch across this guitar as if it was the guitar's fault. From there, though, I saw this thing. It was inspired to create something else from it. And it's this awesome, ornate carving, kind of like what Asher did down there on this guitar. And it all was done with one of the little eyeglass screwdrivers. You know what I'm talking about? The tiny ones that you adjust your eyeglasses with. That's what I did that whole guitar with. And it turned into a beautiful work of art, but it was at a heartbreak. It was out of anger and frustration and suffering that that art was created. And not only that, the music that strummed through that fucking thing, most of it was because I was suffering in a myriad of ways, right? What I'm saying here is that how I view this place now, and you guys are welcome to share and entertain this, which is why I'm sharing it, because it's been so powerful, is that this place, all of the things going on, though horrible and dark and all of that, they are inspiring. And that is one word that you can say about them, right? They offer growth. They offer experience. They offer insight. They offer wisdom. They offer pain. They offer suffering. They offer all of that. But because you're a creator, you know what to do with it. And it's whenever you replace creating and alchemizing it in that way with the options that the Matrix gives you, if we want to just say that term for simplicity's sake, and you say, you know what? No, I'm going to drink it away. Or no, I'm going to watch football it away. Or no, I'm going to invest in the things as if they are real out there rather than dip my brush in them and go create with them. And this is how I see politics, all the systems in place, the education, the medical, the roads, the infrastructure, all of this stuff, guys. It's, in my mind, given to you in a reality in an inverted way, but in a way where you know things like that could be done right, if done right, would be beneficial. Schools, for instance, education. Should we grab all of our children, throw them in one particular place and educate them in an indoctrination way? Or is that just simply an option from the Matrix that then we can say, there's a little bit here, there's still a baby amongst that bathwater, we're going to get rid of most of it, but there's still a concept there that we can be inspired to create with, just something totally different. Then you think of a system of leadership that makes sure that our roads are taken care of and that they make sure that they answer to us. That system sounds great, but the one we're offered is garbage and it's subversive, and you end up being an employee of a corporation rather than a member of a community. And so that we don't like, right? But it's not where I'm at now with it. It's not to sit there and say, oh, fuck, man, all the shit's fucked up. We got to do this different. We got to that. And it's all fucked. And to keep looking at it and to blame it for all the problems in our life. Because the problem is that we're not seeing the opportunity or the gift. Now, when you see the gift, you see that your job here is to create from that. You create better systems or forms of education. Maybe it's not a school at all. Maybe it's something totally different. But you know that that need exists. So maybe we could all come together and do something better for the next generation, rather than the example we've been given. And this is a big thing as well to learn. I don't think it's much with this generation, but definitely the one before. Well, that's the way I was raised. So that's the way you're going to be raised, because that's the way life is. And that's the way you need to be prepared for. We now can go with what we said in the episode, that it happened in my family until it happened to me. We can all boldly say that, guys. You've got so much of a support system out there and so many other things in motion out there, that the confidence for you guys to take the alleged leap of faith has never been stronger. I've been looking at topics like this and alternative ideas, knowing that the government isn't what it said it would be and that authority isn't what it needed to be for a long time, well over 20 years, 24 or something years, right? So to see it ramp up in the past 4 to 5, and then as well to see new people come into this and really kind of open their eyes and be jarred out of their little matrix boxes, has been an interesting ride as well. And again, through that process, the best thing I can tell you guys is a lot of people are going to be at different phases of this. Your responsibility is to move your progress along as much as possible, not to stop and make sure everybody hears about what's going on and everybody's on the same page at what you think is wrong with this place and what you've seen. That's not your job. If I may, there are people out there already going to do that, and they are anchored in that spot and they've got that handled. You can move on. Now, you're going to find plenty of people in your path, and those are the ones that you focus on, the ones in your path. You don't need to go seeking people to help. You help the ones that you come across because they're in plentiful. And the more you tend your own garden, the more you see that your community does need you. And it doesn't need you glued to a screen with images from halfway around the world being emotionally invested in something you don't know is happening or not. You're seeing pictures on a screen. And this is the separation from that. I saw a great video of a guy explaining that here, very, you know, right now we can tell AI, right? We can see it. We can go, oh, that's AI, and we know it. But pretty soon you're not going to be able to tell. And that's going to be the biggest gift for us, because then nothing is real. You're not going to be able to tell anything is real or not. The age of UFO videos is gone, in my mind. Bruce Fenton said that on a Union of the Unwanted about 6 months ago, and I could not agree with him more. the age of the UFO video is over. You can't enjoy these things anymore because they can be so easily faked. So really having wits about you is the name of the game for the next phase of this. But what are you going to create out of the nonsense? Because it's not going to get saner. And we've talked about this. You know, it's just going to get crazier and louder and more curious about why you still look at it as a possibility of a savior, or why you think that it's still a viable solution to invest your energy in. And this is the point. If we look at the noise and stare at it for too long, it consumes and then gets too big, and then it collapses in on itself, and then it defeats its own purpose. Its purpose was to motivate us, not to take over. We offered it the opportunity to take over because we saw it as something different instead. And now we know better, and that's okay. The beautiful thing about this place as well is it's a very forgiving place. You know, you can fuck up here. It's fuck around and find out. That's the whole point. You're not going to get punished too deeply for this. You know, yes, there's cause and effect, but the more I get into this with confidence, the more I see that it's okay to be unsure, but to move with uncertainty and to run toward the thing that scares you. That's the whole gift here. And if you don't get bogged down in the minutia of, well, I'm going to fuck it up, well, failure versus feedback, all those things, just take a deep breath, surrender to it, and move forward confidently, knowing that the things around you will change when you choose to look at them and experience them differently. If you're offering power over to a government or a mindset, that's what's got you. It absolutely does. And with what I've learned and understood recently over the past few years with the, we'll just call it the sovereignty process, is that there are multiple avenues of experience here. And if you sign up for one directly, paperwork, then you get that experience. If you don't want that experience anymore, go through the process, understand, do the paperwork, and get out of it. It's a contract that you got in. All contracts are breakable. All negotiations are valid. You're not stuck anywhere, guys. That's the trick of this place as well. Where you are is you're ready to take all of the palette around you and create with it. And that's my really the inspirational thing that I have to say before we move on into this next phase. The best thing I could do is to say, okay, expanding, I'm done, and to put it down and to mean it, because it doesn't have power and control over me. And that shows lack of attachment. And that's why this huge gift came in. One of the big things. But with this process as well, I see and appreciate the story that I told on the main episode about all of the fucked up shit or whatever. I let it weigh me down for long enough, and then I finally saw the gift. This gives me confidence to move into new challenging times because I know that there's a gift there, because I've been through so much fucked up shit and all of it resulted in something beautiful, or at least I was able to alchemize it into something beautiful eventually. So the key here is to look around and say, okay, well, where's the gift? I've got all these things in my life that I feel responsible for, or that I feel that are weighing me down, or I would rather alter the relationship with in a way. Well, where is the gift of that? Start with your energy allocation, guys. Start with, what am I paying most attention to? Because that's what's inflating in your life, full stop. And if you do want things to change in your immediate life, then look at how much outsourcing you're doing with your attention. Social media, the news, anything like the other people's problems when you have opportunities in disguise at your own house. I always say it, so I'll say it again. Go clean out that damn drawer with all the batteries and scissors and shit in your kitchen. Start there. Donate a bunch of clothing to your favorite clothery and just get rid of it. Move that energy out. There's a lot of actionable things we can be doing right here. And I will say, though, that the biggest enemy that I've found in this place, not out there with a F-16, it's not out there on a UFO anal probing, it's right between your ears, right behind your ears and between, behind your eyes, between your ears. And that's where the biggest enemy is, guys. Conquer that. Sit with that. Because that's what's going to pass fail this whole fucking thing. Everything else is just fucking noise, man. Everything else is noise. And it's all noise at a constant rate so that you have a steady stream to create from. But it's so important to know when you've got a project not to take on another. And to say, okay, well, what if I just really commit to this? Asher did some of these carvings today, and he still had a job that he did, but he sat down and focused. Do you think that he was concerned about the news and shit? He wouldn't have been able to and still create in this way with the time and all of that. So it's a beautiful, when you can meet folks like these guys right here that get it, and that aren't bitching about life. Paul, you've got every reason in the world to hate every motherfucker on this place and burn it all to the ground, but you don't. You choose kindness and you're raising a son with love. Asher, you've probably got every reason in the world to hate this fucking place and to not show up to this, and why the fuck would you bother? But you didn't. You showed the fuck up and you made something beautiful and made all of our nights because of this. Both of you guys. It's a beautiful thing to just show the fuck up. And really, that's what's required. The question, though, is do you show up for yourself? And that's the key, guys. Start there. Start with you. There's nothing selfish about it. Anybody who says that that's selfish, number one, doesn't get it. Number two, is ready to not be the receivership of your energy anymore, perhaps, or at least a renegotiation of terms for that contract. You train people how to treat you. Feel free to move in and out of things, guys. Been weird. It's wild, but really this feeling I've got now with it is the most comfortable I've been with the relationship with the other, with the outside world, with this, whatever that is. Not that I take it less seriously because the experience of it is very different, but that's the point. The whole point is the energy in motion, right? That's what emotion is. And then if you scale that out to the movie that's going on around you, what does the word movie then in that context represent? Moving of energy, move E, it moves energy. So if you look around, yeah, politics, you get sucked up in it, it'll move you. You know, if you start seeing shit on social, it'll fuck you up, but you don't have to, you know, take it as a palette, observe, don't absorb, create. What do you guys think about all that?
I like the concept of observing, not absorbing. Absolutely. Because, you know, our time is here is finite. You know, whatever is beyond, we're going to find out sooner or later, one way or the other. So I'm not going to get too caught up in that. And, you know, life's beautiful, really.
It's been a fucking wild ride, man. Asher, what are your thoughts, man?
Oh, well, I try to have as few thoughts as possible all the time. And that has really been working out for me lately. That's what's worked best for me for quite a while.
I agree. That's beautiful. You know, for a mind like mine, I can appreciate and be a bit jealous of your experience of this. And it's really cool, though, because it makes me feel like it's possible. And then you, again, are another motivating force out there that I can go, hang on, if he can do it. And I think of channel my inner Asher and I just deep breath and calm down. And when I need to smile about something when it's fucked up, I channel my inner Paul and think about it and calm down, you know, and smile. And it's interesting what we're able to offer each other by just being ourselves. We give each other permission to be ourselves in huge ways. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Very
cool. Love you fuckers, man. This is cool. And to the next chapter.
Likewise,
huh?
Man. Yeah, onwards and upwards, brother.
Yeah, fuck yeah. We still got so much to look forward to. And in huge ways. Like I said, Joe and I have just kind of been prepping our nervous systems. We'll call each other every now and then and just giggle like little girls, man. I'm just like, can you believe it? I'm like, I know. Yeah. And it's starting to sink in and weigh in. And it's really cool. Some of the imposter stuff that's been coming in, my thoughts have been active a little bit. And I just deep breath. What would Asher do? He'd calm the fuck down, wear a wizard hat, look dope in it, rock a womb broom, and yeah. And really just get more centered with it. And it feels great. Yeah. My main thing is just asking better questions internally as well as if when chatter does appear, I used to argue with it or give it reasons why it was wrong, right? Which was still engaging in the thing. And so a lot of my challenges with this haven't been external. I could turn off TV. I don't hold grudges. I don't believe in gossip. Like I'm not a drama person. So like none of it, those aren't my hooks. My hook had to come from within. It had to come here and it was fucking loud and shitty. But you start talking to that dude and you're like, oh, okay. You're just a scared little version of this, or you were just that. But getting intimate with that means turning off the noise. You can't hear that thing inside you if your attention is constantly on all this fucking nonsense and offering it so much emotional currency, really is what it is, because it's a currency that keeps making the thing get bigger. And this is why I say with all the processes and things I'm doing, nobody's coming after us, guys. Nobody's coming here to kick your door in or anything like this. You just unsubscribe, it gets smaller. It's like a tulpa. I know there's movies that have done it, but you walk towards something and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And that's what it feels like. It's been crazy. The relationship with the IRS and all that's just completely changed. I got an envelope from the IRS the other day, giddily opened it before I could even get, you know, back into the office here. I was so excited about what I had because they're forms for my next process. And so, again, the thing has completely changed. I was scared as shit of them before, like most folks are. That's the thing. It's got to be this big, scary thing for the game to work. But when you figure it out like I do, the game doesn't work anymore. And then you figure out there's a constitutional republic still operating in the U.S. and you don't have to be a part of the corporation. And it's fascinating. It's very liberating. This process has been more spiritual than any psychedelic or connecting with some fucking deity or anything like that. Trying to call in UFOs and shit. No, this has been psychedelic, man. It's a trip. As you're battling you, it's you versus you, hot you on you action. And it's fucking wild. Really fucking wild. Anyway.
Yeah.
What would you say, boys? Any more questions, things to talk about? You want to call it? What do you think?
Yeah, now that I've got you on the other camera here, you got to check this out because I
let
me make it full screen here and I'll show you everything laid out.
Oh my God.
Here.
Oh, wow. What the fuck, dude?
There we go.
I'm just blown away, man.
Dude, yeah, that's amazing. It looks way cooler in person, I promise. I know it's blurry, but yeah.
Oh,
worked
my
out
God.
Really, really well.
Dude, thank you so much for doing this. I mean, yeah, you took off work. You, dude, thank you. Just really cool. You guys just mean the world to me. Thank you.
I lucked out today. We got rained out, so I was done work by 10 this morning, and I came home and I did all of the carving before the show today.
Dude.
So that the process could be, you know, actually having the finished piece throughout the show instead of me carving like one of the pieces. So I came home and I carved for almost 5 hours before the show just to get it all done. It was great.
Blown away. I'm just...
That's awesome.
Well, I'm going to lay them all out, do a huge photo with it. I'll probably frame the pieces and put them in with one of them and just do a cool framing with it. Oh my God, that is so cool. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
more
yeah.
than you know. Words are dumb. I'm just throwing words out of my face, but they don't do it. Man, how fucking incredible. Okay, guys. Well, I feel like I've kept you long enough in front of these screens. So let's, and Asher, you've done enough, man. Let's, Paul, I know this was incredible. Guys, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing
thank
this.
You, man. Thanks for the opportunity.
Beyond grateful. Beyond grateful, man. So I guess, yeah, we'll just, not sign off, but we'll just say see you later, you know. Serious Universe is kicking right along, so you guys come over there and join us. Sign up for Plus because we already have a Plus show out, or it's coming out on the 9th, if I'm doing my future math correct. We've got a Plus show coming out, so definitely check that thing out. It's going to be a banger. It already is. Joe and I have already heard it. It's beautiful and perfect, and what a wonderful kickoff to the thing. And so thank you guys for this. Thank you for all the years and hanging out. I know a lot of y'all have been here from the beginning, and thank you. And just whenever you join, thank you. And like I said, the feed's going to stay up. So there's a lot of value to be had here. Go click on these people's books. Go click on their links. It's all there. I'm not going to take anything down. Just not going to be added to anymore. So come shift to where we're going to be, the new hotness, as it were. It's still going to contain queefs. There we are. So you can definitely expect that. And gentlemen, just thank you again from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it. Both gentlemen, like down below. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Remain unstoppable.
Fucking move on. Love you guys. Thank you.